This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's Collect Call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
Hey, what up, Suge?
Man, so look, man, you took a little time off because, you know, it was Super Bowl week. And what's more important than Super Bowl? To a real guy who supports the Super Bowl. I know, Dave, you probably going to check out the Super Bowl because you're a Swifty fan, Taylor Swift fan. You probably in the shower singing Take It Off or something, you know? speaking of Taylor Swift, that's one smart, powerful, aggressive woman. I always like to tell her on the simple fact that I never forget when I was watching the awards and Kanye, he chatted with Jay and everybody and looked like, I can't say they were saying this, but it looked like to me they were saying, you gonna do it? You really gonna do it? You gonna do it? I dare you. He said, watch me do this. He done that.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
He went up there, snatched the award, tell her she don't deserve it, give it to Beyonce, right?
Right.
But she brushed that shit off and kept fighting and climbing for her rights, you know? And then, once again, the war's time again. This time it was Jay turn. He go in and shut her down again and tell her she shouldn't have got it, you know?
Obviously it's subjective because, you know, it's music and it's opinion based. I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work.
Right.
She fought that off. She is powerful enough to take a guy on the football team, say Mahomes, the quarterback. Everybody know the quarterback is always the star of the team, especially when he's good as him and they win games. And a big reason why they keep winning those games over these years is because of him. He do it with his arms. He does it with his legs. He does it, right? All of a sudden, it's his team. All of a sudden, Kelce chases Taylor Swift. Now it's Kelce's team because of Taylor Swift. If you notice, when they have, like, the getting ready for the big game, everybody wearing a 49ers jersey, it's going to be their quarterback. And if they wear a Kansas City jersey, it's not going to be their quarterback. It's going to be 87, which is Kelce's jersey, all because of Taylor Swift. So she turned that whole way they go by the rules in the NFL. But anyway, what was really going on, it was I was watching the awards, the Grammys, right? So I'm looking at the Grammys. I said, okay. Same, they still making hip hop look like we ain't, but we are. Now Tina Turner, icon. She the one first started showing the pretty me and Allen Eggs, everybody talked about it, dancing, you know. My pops, my uncle never talked about that, in a turn of something else, you know. From the singing to what love's got to do with and everything else.
What's love got to do with it?
Now, Oprah, come on, Oprah. We know you got the juice. Bad decision. Now, they pick Fantasia to come out and do Tina Turner like that. Now, for one, Fantasia probably was, you know, the body frame was way too big to do Tina Turner. The dance moves was off to do Tina Turner. But at the same time, I don't know if I can listen to What Love Got to Do with It or Rolling or any Tina Turner's songs anymore. It's almost like walking in a room and your grandma comes out naked on the phone. Now, they did. They put shoulder pads on Fantasia and tights, where it was just a different thing, you know? It's like, I don't know all these young artists, but there's some great young artists. Tina Turner was known for having the legs and the voice and the look. Fantasia didn't bring that to for Tina Turner. What's the little young girl out there? Just Tyler, T-Y-L-A, little young artist.
Make me swim.
Look at her. She could have poured that. She could have performed that song, gave Tina some justice. But past that part, well, you know, the main thing is this. I want to take this time and salute the women.
You know, I used to have so many automatic withdrawals coming out of my account for subscriptions that I didn't even realize I had. Most of you guys can probably relate to this. You know, I was looking over my credit card statement recently and I saw all these deductions that were adding up every month. That's when I started using Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, helps lower your bills. I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with the tap. I never even have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill. Rocket Money will take care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/shug. That's rocketmoney.com/shug. rocketmoney.com/SUGE.
The women do a lot for this world, for society. You know, a woman, one brings us in the world. All the wars was fought, regardless of the wars in the Bible days, and before I was born, and even in the ghettos, most of all our wars is behind a woman. So that's power. But more importantly is that they always have our back. And we don't, you know, we don't give them their cigars enough. Even when you look at the Bible, they never say anything in that Bible that you can replace a woman. Even God is considered the father. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says somebody is the woman. Don't worry about it. You got the woman. It's just that woman. You only get that one mother or that woman who really has your back. That being said, we came a long way toward respecting the women. Yeah, I know I be saying, hey, that bitch is down, that bitch is crazy, that's my bitch. But when we saying it from the ghetto, we not saying it for the disrespectful way. We saying it, I'm not saying a bitch, I'm saying that's my bitch, or that's a down bitch. Anyway, any way you look at it, they get the most respect. And all through this journey, even before I start there, the first woman that made me fall in love with music was a woman named Freda Payne. Freda Payne used to have one of the biggest albums around. And before it was the Compton Swap Meet, it was the Sears. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people want to rewrite history, act like they was there, but they wasn't. We know where I'm going with that, but we ain't going to go with that. Because they're irrelevant. But I went to Sears one time to go buy me some little candy, little peanuts. I seen all these people around, and I want to go be nosy and look. And this lady called me over, beautiful black woman. And she talked to me, come in, little boy. She talking to me, said, you want an album? Yeah, I want an album. I'm thinking about taking this one home and trade it for some candy or something to my pops or my uncles and that, right? She asked my name, but she signs it. And gave me a hug. And she was so beautiful and smelled so good. I forgot to get my damn candy and went home. When I got home, everybody in the den, my uncles, my pops, and my legs, look what I got, look what I got. It's signed, too. They looked at it, and they went crazy. You seen Freda Payne? I'm like, yeah. That song, Look What You Done, with Pot of Gold and all that, right? And the way they reacted made me want to say, hey, I can with this business. I didn't call it a business, I was still young, but I can with this, you know? Mm-hmm. The second one was, I gotta go now, three. But the second one was Denise Williams. She came to perform at our school and shut the school down. And you definitely can't forget Tina Marie. Tina Marie was probably the most talented gangsters in the world. Sing, talk, and back it up. But nevertheless, Left Eye, Lisa, Nina, all the same person. She was a rebel. She fought what she wanted. She wasn't scared of shit. I never been around a woman who was so gangster and was so full of life and was smart as a mother, you know? They don't praise her enough on simple fact that she didn't get shot when she died, which is crazy. But back to Lisa, I remember when she first called me and we started talking. I remember she's so gangster by her. I was in my high rise, maybe one day. She showed up the next day on her own. When she showed up on her own, I was like, hey, we got her down here. Send her up. I'm like, send her up. She comes to the door, give me a hug. We talk, and they call me back. They said, bring all this stuff up. She said, oh, yeah, that's my stuff. I thought she had, like, maybe, one bag or something. Maybe she had some food. I said, bring it up. It took literally four motherfucking doormen to bring that shit up. She had suitcases. She just moved in. I'm like, damn, where was this coming from, right? So, she was the only one, allegedly, according to her, who wasn't L.A. Reid. Jillian T-Boz was. They was fighting over L.A. Reid. Lisa was like, she wasn't with that shit. She don't like soft. I ain't saying L.A. soft, but that's what she said. Now, I remember her really getting into it, checking the other two members of the crew. I remember them being jealous of her. I remember Chili mad because Lisa slept with Dallas Austin and they in the group together. But Lisa respond was, oh, we but you know, you got her piece, so I made sure you put on rubber, so we all good. But nevertheless, she did some of the most incredible music that you can imagine. I'm talking about the people who never heard. So definitely give her cigars. And the same thing with Whitney Houston. We talked about this before, but Whitney is a one of a kind that you would never, ever find Whitney again. She in heaven, but there's never another Whitney. And when it really came down to it, Whitney was as ghetto, gangster, wild as possible. When Bobby Brown got kidnapped and he owed some people some money for doing the drugs, he called Whitney. Whitney showed up with $450,000 cash by herself to trade that money to get Bobby Brown back. How many people do that? I remember we was on a plane coming from New York, and Chili was coming back to L.A. with me from New York. So we sitting there. When he come, Chili? She like, hey, said it in front of Chili. Chili, if you gonna be f***ing this, be careful. She got herpes. And Chili, if you gonna be riding around with this mother out there, you better have a vest, because you might get in a shootout or a drive-by. And just start laughing, right? I'm like, damn, that's gangster. I remember when we was at the Soul Train, one of those awards, and Pac was there. And she was telling Bobby, go take pictures of him. I want a lot of pictures of him. She know Bobby probably couldn't handle the fact that if Whitney would have been taking pictures of Pac. So she said, this motherfucker take the pictures of Pac. Because she was kept telling Pac how handsome he looked, how good he looked, and so on and so on. That's gangster. Now, you know, I'm not going to say to mention another person's name. There was a young man who had met Whitney before Whitney passed away. He was in their room and Whitney was complaining. I got this other room. I got a closet big in this room. So Clyde Davis didn't give it a big sweep like he should have. He gave it some mush. You know? Then she was complaining about the fact that somebody's little brother burnt her drugs and she getting high with him. And she knows shit is bad because she's kissing on so-and-so little brother. She didn't even say his name. They got high. She dies. But nobody, it's not a Whitney Houston award. Not a Tina Marie award. Rita Franklin changed the way that people sing and think. It's not a Rita Franklin award. When you break down the color lines of music where there's no color to it, Tina Marie was a white girl, saying like a black girl. Gangster like a street motherfucker, will beat a bitch up. She the only motherfucker that Rick James couldn't beat up or burn. She wasn't going for it. Not a Tina Marie award. But at the same time, if you walk like a duck, crack like a duck, that motherfucker duck. At the same time, you can have a man that part of that secret society, they're going to give him an award. The Impact Award. The motherfucker that beat up more than anybody. This man will get an award for beating up women. Chris Brown is stripped from his crown. And not saying it was right by him and Rihanna got into it and they had a fight or he beat her up. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is this. He had a fight with one woman or he beat up one woman. And they still casting stones at him. They don't give him his cigar. They don't let him come perform. They don't let him pretty much win awards. But you can have an Impact Award with Andre.
I've been an entrepreneur all my life, but when I was coming up the ranks, money wasn't constantly flowing as fast as my dreams were. I used to wish there was a way I could get some financial momentum without so much stress. At those times when money isn't moving as fast as your dreams are, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you get your money as you work. There are no mandatory fees or credit check. You just get to enjoy your money earlier. Any money you access is automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Well, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm going to use earning for a romantic night out with my fiance. She lives for the nights we dress up and take on the town. So join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who've made the app a part of their financial routine. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Collect Call under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Collect Call under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Michael Jackson himself said, only person who can replace him, he'd be better and bigger than him, is Chris Brown. That come from the king himself. And I ain't talking about fucking Elvis. I'm talking about Michael Jackson. I know they both been allegedly messing with younger women, but only one get ridiculed for it. We know why. But they can have an impact award. Okay? Give Chris Brown this cigar. Now, Puffy allegedly, or he admitted to beating up all the and all the little young boys and having his girl have sex with prostitutes and then with him and so on, right? They didn't cancel him from the Grammys. He chose not to come to the Grammys. But Chris Brown can't come to the Grammys. Or he can come, but they just don't give him a cigar. You know, it's so deep to the point where I'm not scared of nobody but God. I ain't never ran around with security. I did have a driver. Probably when the first month had a driver, at least ghetto month. But look at it like this. What's the use of having an expensive watch if you can't wear it? What's the use of having a nice car if you can't drive it? Women, do you think it's strange if you talking to a man and you, hey, you want to go to the movies? Yeah, I definitely want to go to the movies. Which one you want to see? Okay, 8 o'clock? Okay, hold on. They call their assistant or their homie. They say, hey, call the movie and tell them we need 18 tickets for this show. And I'm looking at you like, 18 tickets, me and you. He said, well, you know, I got 10 securities, 6 homies, and me and you. If you can't go to the gas station by yourself, you can't walk outside by yourself. Having security all the time is putting something in your mind to make you have PTSD no matter what. If your mama tell you every day, don't leave this house going to school without your coat. It might be cold at school. It might be cold when you leave. It might be raining. Take that coat. So now you got to take that coat with you every day. The first day you forget that motherfucking coat, you don't know that. Because you're so used to carrying that motherfucker around, you almost have a panic attack. If they got you having security all the time, your people don't know you. You're not going to be able to produce good songs. You're not going to be able to write good raps or sing good because you're out of touch with society and the world because you got too much security. Can't nobody even walk up to you and know how you feel. You don't even know what it's like to smell a woman or a man because they can't get close enough to you. That's not a living. I didn't work hard all my motherfucking life to get some other bread to be isolated. But I did work hard to want to get out the ghetto. Not because I thought it was bad, because I didn't think the ghetto was bad. I felt that I want to make my own name. I know a lot of motherfuckers might have been jealous when I was growing up, because that's a jealousy thing, because their mother probably told them, this young man playing sports and going to school because he want to go to college. this money in some college. You know, when I got to college, it was so mother amazing, because the first day I went to class, the girls come in to class with lingerie on, basically. Short pants and booty shorts. A lot of snow bunnies had no shoes on, or house shoes on. Wow, this college. And all the guys on the team was big, strong, tough motherfuckers. And we performed a brotherhood. And you ain't gonna never find a motherfucking team say anything bad about the next motherfucking team. We had one goal: to go to school, go to college, make it to the league, go out there, it was football, basketball, whatever the sport was, and get some bread. The time I got to college, I was getting bread. And you ain't gonna never find a motherfucker on the team and say I wasn't a leader on that team. I didn't whoop no ass of my own teammates. But we was big motherfuckers who was in shape, who was down. We wasn't stuck on the block, smoking crack, drunk, wearing the same motherfucking clothes. And for you youngsters, if a motherfucker older than you and you got more money than him, he your little homie. If a motherfucker older than you, you driving, he walking, he your little homie. The age don't make you a big homie. Your experience and your knowledge and how you want to raise people up and treat them to do better make them a big homie. Now, back to what I'm trying to say in the most peaceful way to say it to some of you motherfuckers being weird out there. You don't got to talk about me, homie. But guess what? I'm not talking back. Demonstration better than conversation. But why do we got to do that? One motherfucker put their ego aside and said the community is bigger than you. So if everybody keep getting into each other, if a war starts, what about the 20, 30, 40, 100, 1,000 motherfuckers who want to have a chance not to be in the penitentiary? I got a guy like a brother to me. He did 38 years. And you know what he said when I talked to him? He said, man, you know what, bro? My worst day in prison is better than my best day. No, I said it wrong. I'm going too fast. He said, his worst day on the streets is better than his best day in prison. That's deep. And it's real. So stop letting these people on these podcasts use us as puppets. If you really think about it, a puppet is somebody putting ventriloquism controlling your mouth and controlling what you say. In real life, a motherfucker fists up your ass telling you what to talk and what to say. We don't need that. This guy, I'm not going to, one thing I'm going to say in clear air like this. Any person I ever met that lied on me, I forgive you. Any person I know that did good for me, I applaud you. Don't take much to say you did a good job. Don't change history. Don't nobody control me and run me but God. But back to this. Let's put it aside and build, because if a war starts, it's going to be hard to fix. We got beefs and wars going on for since we was kids. Time to grow up. More importantly, you don't have to eat with a person that you don't like. But you don't.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Because all the saying is, somebody do something to their cat, they want to do something to your dog. But now we're playing with people's lives. We're playing with men. And the women having more nuts, which that was, than us. Now, let me tell you something. Oh, y'all women think this is cute. Going to war with each other. Learn. Be better than us. Learn from us. There's no Tupac. There's no Biggie. There's no Nipsey. There's no Young Dolph. It's no, I can go on and on and on. It's no, what was a little yesterday, 400. You know what I mean? That because they haven't made it to their full potential, that don't mean they wouldn't have. These guys are getting better as they go. But now we got to thinking they gotta be the. Well, everybody can't say that word. Well, the women thinking they can be the men, right? So why is it that women is controlling the industry? Y'all doing it. Y'all look better than the old hoes back in the day. Y'all sound better than the old hoes back in the day. Y'all making more money than the old hoes back in the day. Even when y'all have babies, y'all still look better than the old hoes back in the day who didn't have babies. Y'all doing something. Y'all found something. Right? All a few, come on. The women empowerment for each other. There's more women in the world than there's men. Y'all get the f*** up, it's gonna be a big war. I get it. Some of the guys y'all date, they wear y'all shirts and they dress like women and they got little bitty feet and all that type of stuff. They worry about their hair more than y'all do. But old school, we believe the woman is that's your queen. I know if I showed up to go somewhere, I don't gotta worry about how good I'm looking or what I'm wearing, because if I show up and the woman I'm with and this is fine as a mother and dressed from head to toe, looking good, I'm happy. So y'all in control right now. Don't give it away. But more importantly, let's stop all this feuding. I'm not going to talk bad about people I know. Because the people I know, one way or the other, we didn't do something good for each other. Half of you motherfuckers, without saying, I ain't trying to brag, but you got your because you got a death row. If it wasn't for me and death row, you wouldn't have that. If it wasn't for me and death row, you wouldn't have that son or that daughter. Or you wouldn't have a wife you go home to. Or that car you got. So don't talk bad about something that's good to you. But at the same mother time, you get a guy, I ain't gonna talk bad about the people I know, but I don't know you, John. And you damn sure don't know me, because what you doing, you a racist mother trying to start a war between black people. You got a guy named John, is from Atlanta. He wore skateboards. He's an internet nerd. But he got my Twitter. He hacks in. He talks about everybody. Now, but don't get me wrong. It sounds like I say because I would say it. And whatever I say once, I say twice. Snoop, you know, ain't no fear with me and you. When it be a problem with me and you, I get at you. I done got at you. But with that John be saying and talking about everybody, he causing that it shouldn't be done. He trying to divide and conquer because he making a dollar off of it. If y'all going to these other platforms to talk about other people in hip hop and the culture, y'all making them money, they don't even like the culture. They just doing it for the money. Just like the end of the day is this. I know, I'm gonna get real deep. I'm talking to both of you, mother. You're not trying to say you got something to do with Death Row because you did. All you had, you was an artist and you was a con man. It didn't have nothing to do with Death Row. Not making it, building it, none of that. But people have handlers. They handle it. The music business is the slick way of the FBI gonna arrest all you motherfuckers one day, because a lot of them are going out saying they got labels or they being down to people with labels. They FBI informants. That's how they know who's selling what drugs. That's how they know who shot who. Who did what. Then that diamond comes out, and you're going to be the only one stupid motherfucker going to prison, and their name is not going to be on there. It's just going to be a CI. I can get deep. Ain't no hip-hop police. They labels now. They are the record labels. They're the guy running around saying they looking for artists. Or they built this, they built
that. Hey, it's Triple D Younger Man, the voice of the trenches, man. Tapping in with the hottest podcast in the land right now, man. Connect Kyle with Shoe Ignite, we bringing real back. Diary of a crack baby, straight up out the trenches. Really came from pitching rocks up out the spot and jumping fences. Really posted on the block and congregated with the killers. Really got it out the mud, I really ate with the gorillas. I am what I am, I'm a product of my trenches. Jumped off the porch, young 16 in the penitentiary. Took my lick like a soldier, don't believe in no snitching. Never took a day off, I always stood on my business. What they know about early morning, mama fiending for a wake up. I'm known in every trap, cause this where mama get a cake from. Made my mind up that I'm a grind and get my weight up, really came from the bottom, so I had to get my cake up. Bootleg lights and water holes for the water. See, this how I was growing up on Ann Arbor. Garage full of things, that's where mama threw her parties. Out of my mama kids, shit, I had this shit the hardest. I was born in the streets, with no way I could avoid them. Really seen a lot of shit, man, I wish I could record it. What they know about going to school with the hand-me-down clothes. Even teachers used to laugh soon as I hit the door. It's Triple D Younger, man. Shout out to the Suge Knight, we locked in, man. Khalid Kyle with Suge, man. Grind, greedy business, man. Y'all tap in with me on all platforms everywhere. Triple D Younger.